Greetings, listeners. Today is a historic day because today is the day that I, Zoe Nightingale, get to introduce my next episode with its first official sponsor. And who in their right mind would be my sponsor, you may ask? Well, of course, a sex toy company. So from now until Valentine's Day, you can go to adamandevetoys.com and enter my name to the little discount box to get 50% off anything on their online store. And it comes with a Zoe-approved gift bag of goodies, including a mystery DVD. I know, I swear to God, they still make those. So dust off your DVD player, roll out your bearskin rug, put the lights down low, crank up Barry White, pour a stiff snifter of Courvoisier, and think of me when you come. Have a lovely weekend, everyone. Stay warm and dig yourselves out of these massive piles of snow.
Yeah, take your clothes off.
Take your pants off.
So,
give me the phone. Take your pants off.
You're really going to do it?
Take it off.
What's your name?
Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hey.
Where are you from?
I'm from the Bronx.
No way. I would have thought like Canada or something, or so, somewhere up north.
Well, not quite up. It's up to the Bronx.
What part of the Bronx?
Was it Melrose?
Melrose?
Yeah.
All right. And so, talk to me about your ensemble here, because it seems really thoughtfully planned.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, they have it every year, so I decided, you know, I come up with something special, so I would be kind of unique, you know?
Yes. To be fair, there's one other guy with a belly like yours wearing whitey tighties like those.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I must have missed him,
you know? You're one of two.
Okay.
So is your dick cold? It's a little chilly.
A little chilly, but I'm okay. You know, I got warmer in there, you know? I got warmer in there.
You got warmer in where?
I put a warmer inside, you know?
You put a warmer in your jock strap?
Yeah.
Where? Under your balls?
Yeah.
You didn't.
No, seriously, I didn't, no.
Is it inside your asshole? Where's your warmer?
No.
Sir, I could actually, I'm not sure this is the right size jock strap for you. It seems a little small, to be honest.
Yeah.
Do you think it's small? Do you think it's the right size?
I think it's the right size.
You do?
Yeah.
Can I look at it real quick?
Yeah, take a look.
Yeah. No. I think it could be bigger. But it looks great.
Hey, thanks.
You know, I didn't even have the confidence to really take off my pants, but you are walking out here, dick out, ass out.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me where you find this internal fire.
I know it's hard to say, but I know I picked it up. I don't remember where, you know? Maybe I've seen this place a few times, you know?
This is how many times have you done this?
I've seen it at least about 5 or 6 times.
So do you think that you found confidence in doing this experience by seeing other people embracing their inner
jockstrap? That's it. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. I really just love your accent so much.
Oh,
has anybody
you.
Ever told you maybe you could do like comics or like voiceovers or something?
I think somebody did forget, but somebody did mention it, yeah.
Do you have any sex tips for ladies out there who are looking for love?
Yeah, I think just be open and be sincere, you know? And just be very calm with the man you're with, you know?
My name is Charlie Todd. I'm the founder of Improv Everywhere.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so what is your goal in doing this? Is just to like create chaos and havoc and rattle people's days in a sexy, cute way?
Yeah, I mean, we're a performance group that stages undercover performances in public spaces. This event is very atypical for us because it's become a little bit of a parade. It's more of a celebration of silliness than a hidden camera prank, which is more the kind of stuff that we normally do. But no matter what we do, the focus is on doing things that are positive and things that make people laugh and hopefully give somebody a fun double take on their commute.
What is the funnest prank you've done as an entity?
One of my favorite things that we did years back, we had about 100 people go into the Best Buy on 23rd Street wearing blue polo shirts and khaki pants.
Oh my
so
God.
We gave them 100 extra
you
employees.
You Waswaldo'd them?
Thomas Crown
Affair. That's right, Thomas Crown
Affair
them.
Yeah. They didn't like it. They called 911. But
911 is not the appropriate response.
I don't think so. I think the response is just to ask people to leave, which we would have left. Other recent things that we did, we put an orchestra in the middle of Herald Square, and we put a sign in front of it that said, conduct us, with a little podium and a baton, and we let random New Yorkers conduct an orchestra. That was a recent event. One other thing that we did, I had a guy dress up like King Philip IV from Spain and stand in front of the Velázquez painting of King Philip IV in the Metropolitan Museum of Art and offer free autographs. And the Metropolitan Museum of Art asked us to leave.
Has anybody ever taken the no pants too literally? Have there been instances of like Like, too little pants, too much dick, perhaps? Like,
I mean, there's always a couple of peacocks. We encourage people to, you know, keep a straight face on and, you know, dress normally. And there's one guy who you've probably seen wandering around Union Square who's in his tighty whities. And, like, that guy's here every year, and I can't stop him from doing
Nobody's
that.
Just taking their dick out? Nobody?
I hope not. I hope not. That, I think that's against the law. So, yeah.
Oh, even if it's like publicly sanctioned in a cool improv way?
I think it would still be against the law.
Fine.
Anyway, well, it was nice chatting
with you.
It was
such a pleasure. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much for your time. Hi. Okay. So I just love, you've got such a dick forward stance. I really respond well to it.
Okay.
I kind of want to touch your chest. I'm not going to.
Yeah, you can touch my chest.
Can I touch your chest? So nice. What's your name? You feel like
I'm Jim.
Shag rug. Like from the 70s. Like I want to roll around naked on your chest hair. This is nice.
The 70s had long hair back then.
Do you ever like braid this chest hair? I'm
never
sorry.
Thought about that.
This feels nice. It feels like a pet hamster I had named Bandit.
Soft, isn't it?
He was a Siberian dwarf hamster, and I used to love him so much. You feel very much like him, but moving on. What is your name? I've heard, we just talked to the founder, and apparently you are the celebrity of the No Pants Dance Party.
I'm Jim.
Hi, Jim. What about these underpants really is... Why these underpants?
They're Hanes.
They seem worn, don't they?
No, actually they're new.
These are new underpants? Really? What you been doing all day, girl?
Well, I was dancing on the ground, so maybe they're got...
You were dancing on the ground?
I've always been a dancer. I can't dance like I used to.
An actual dancer? Are you, like, trained?
I was a stripper, 40 years ago.
Oh, so not like Foxtrot and Ballroom and Merengue?
No.
Just stripping, like a Chippendale stripper.
Oh, here come some people.
So you twerking over here, we battling now.
Oh, damn.
We got two of us now.
You're so good. She's almost as good as you. Can I see almost? I need to see more.
Yeah, do it again.
Show them up.
I don't got all of this.
You do.
Wow.
Do you have any life advice for me in general? Because I want some of you have a lot of charisma, and I'd like some more charisma. If I lick your belly, will I get some of your charisma?
You can try.
Okay.
Belly button. <hobby.
laughs> Okay, so do you have any sex advice for our listeners?
Just always use protection.
That's your sex advice? That is so unsexy.
Well,
do you have some sexy sex advice?
Well, some good moves.
Or some realistic sex advice, because nobody really wears condoms, let's be honest.
I do, but for women, just be patient, have fun, slowly move, take your time, make her want more. And
I can't do it.
You really were a stripper. Like, that's for sure. You don't look like a stripper.
Not anymore. That was like...
No, but you look like if you had a suit on, you'd look like a respectable man, and you're just a deep down gutter south slutty stripper. Well, I applaud you, sir.
Yeah, I'm not in shape like I was back then.
You're making all those black girls look bad. Keep it up.
That's tough.
Can you
to
go
do.
Dance with them? Go fuck them up.
Should I?
Go fuck them up.
All right.
Yeah. Ladies, you've got some dance moves coming for you. Sherry, your name is Sherry. Where are you from, Sherry?
I am from Bronxville, Brooklyn, New York. First of all,
you take off your earrings?
I didn't really get into confrontations. I have kids now.
You have kids?
I have two kids.
Damn, you look so good.
Yeah, I try.
How did you? Did you work out?
No, hell no.
You don't work out?
Working out is for pussies.
I don't work out. My pussy's fat as fuck, so yeah. I don't know.
That pussy, two kids, I don't work out. I gained about 30 pounds in like the last 6 months, but you know.
Where'd it go? Straight into your knife? What the fuck? Where does it go?
Straight into my blade. That's right. That's
wow. Were you like a meth-tastic skinny bitch before? Because
I was 96 pounds when I got pregnant with my first daughter.
Oh, so you were like a crackhead.
One and some.
96 pounds?
Yep.
Of just personality soaking wet.
Facts.
Ah!
Fucking lies.
I swear to God. I
be ready.
Oh my God!
Wait.
I was not expecting you to look be wearing
Brooklyn,
that.
Not in Southside. Go look for the dick in Brooklyn.
That.
You gotta find real.
Does your dick gets bigger, I guess.
He's a grower, not a
You're
shower.
You're a grower.
He's a grower, not a shower.
That isn't. So when it grows in those underpants, is that lycra and it just lycras out? It's like a. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
That is the smallest underpant I've ever seen on a black man. Are you a stripper? Those are stripper pants.
Yeah.
It's
okay,
got a dick
sling?
It's got a. Woo! Oh my God, it's like kids all over again. It's like my greatest nightmare. Can I hear it? Can I say, see if you can do it fast so I can hear it? That sound and kids.
Oh. You gotta go like this.
Yeah.
You gotta go real fast.
But I gotta fuck.
Yeah. It's cold outside. Hold on. Black dick shrinking.
So black dick is the way for me to find myself.
No. You is the way for me to find
me.
Yes.
Oh, I'm lost. Okay, what about black pussy? Is that a good way too?
Oh yeah.
See, that's my preference. That's my preference. I mean, I'd rather.
I take you home right now.
You take me. You have two kids.
What are you saying?
Are you not married?
No.
Oh.
Okay. Most black girls with two kids aren't married. What are you saying?
So we're here to learn how to have more self-confidence in public, being nude. Does anybody have any thoughts about how to be confident being naked in public?
Take your clothes off in public.
So, do we have any? I'm really here looking for sex tips, life goal, like help for the new year. If you've got any resolutions you want to share.
My only resolution I would have to say is.
Swallow, don't spit.
Oh, I never.
Spit is for quitters.
Spit is for quitters.
Is true.
Yes, this is true.
Truer words have never been said.
I got you. I'm gonna say this. When it comes down to as far as sex tips, the more confident you are. The better your sex
the
will be.
The more you experiment, the more, better you get at
yes.
it.
Yes. The more you try, the more you'll get out
she
of it.
She said she'd take me home.
I'll take this. What? I will take this fat white ass.
Hey, wait. Fat white ass? Is it fat? Do I have a fat ass?
Look, turn around. That's not a fat white ass.
Oh,
I have a fat white ass! Yay! Oh,
you got the cocoa.
No, I will make you eat my pussy. I'm not. Oh my God, no. That's not me. But I also...
What time do you get off of work?
I'm working.
What time do you get off?
Oh, I work for myself. So now I guess.
All right. So what time are we going home?
I don't. Which home are we gonna go to?
My home. With Brownsville. Your children, I'm gonna take you to Brownsville.
They're in Brownsville.
They're at grandma's house.
Uh-oh. Will I have any tightness left in my pussy or my ass when you're done with me?
No. Most certainly. Okay. Because let me tell you something. I'm not a booty jumper.
What's a booty jumper?
Somebody who does it in the butt. I'm not doing it in the butt. I don't want my fingers in there. Like, I'm not a fecal finagler. Okay. I'm not a booty chaser.
But does my pussy stand a chance? Or is that, that's going to go like, it's going to be like the Holland Tunnel.
No. No. Holland Tunnel, Williamsburg Bridge. Like, it's going to be wide as shit.
Say bye, bitches. Said we're some freaking motherfuckers. Said we some freaking motherfuckers.
Come here, people. You want to give me a spanking?
Sorry?
You want to give me a spanking?
I think you need a spanking.
Right now?
Yeah.
I mean,
all right.
You want me to give you a spanking? I'm okay. Not right this second. I need to work up to it. We just met.
Work up to it.
It's like a second date thing for me.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah. Wow. Freaking motherfuckers. Said we some freaking motherfuckers. Now how many ladies out there? Once again, everyone, I'd like to give a little shout out to my new sponsor, AdamandEveToys.com. Don't forget to think of me every time you want to come and enter my name into their checkout for tons of free goodies and lots of discounts with all of their awesome wares of fun sex toys. I'm doing my first live podcast coming up this Thursday at 8 p.m. Please tune in. I'm going to be sending out a secret link on my Twitter at Genuinely False where you can follow it. And you'll be able to catch it live streaming on Periscope under the same name, at Genuinely False. Please don't forget to leave me a review on iTunes. Every little star, every little anecdote helps. And as always, please stay warm. We are currently digging ourselves out of a massive snowmageddon, but it's been a really magical time here in New York. So all my love and now a freaky motherfucker will do anything. Lick your motherfucking ass from head to toe. He'll lick in your motherfucking pussy. He'll even turn around and lick the motherfucking back door.